I'd like to stell it to something, Lulunyanyema, Dick. It says Malachim. One of the Nyanim on Yom Kippur was supposed to be like Malachim. And we don't eat and we don't drink like Malachim. And all the different things, the various things we withdraw from, is a getter that will Malach like. One of the things that's a little, so eating and drinking and tashamit, all these things, those are all pleasures, physical pleasures. We draw away from those physical pleasures and we kind of become more ruchnius. But there's one that it says, Malachim stand with regular yeshara. They don't have kfitzin. Malachim don't have knees and they're always standing on one foot. And that's why there's a minig in many communities, where people stand all the Yom Kippur, because we're like Malachim. I mean, Chazal say it, but Chazal say that Lashon that he stands. They stand the regular Yeshara. We also stand. Some people talk who actually makpit to try to stand the whole day. At any rate, the standing in one place represents a Malach. It's kind of strange. What are we trying to represent with that? Mainly even wearing white is kind of in the key. Is that, I mean, standing with one foot, like what does it mean in the source that we're imitating that? What are we trying to imitate? It also says, interestingly, by Malachim, the Gemara Brach says there's different Madregas and Malachim, and the Madregas are measured by how many stops, in how many swoops, does it take him to get from point to point? 8, 4, 2, 1. Sort of, I guess, is the flight interrupted or not? Is there connecting flight or not? What does it mean? What are we talking about? So we're talking about this inyan. Malachim don't have feet because a person has a foot, which means as follows. We travel through feet, through using our feet, which means that we take a step and another step and another step. Each step is a discrete unit, and it is and it's part of the whole, but it's identified as its own. So this step is identified as being from point A to B. I want to get to Z, but that's what's identified as. So people, when they do things because they're Balei Chomer and because things are a process, we don't go from 0 to 100 instantly. We go step by step by step. That's because we're Chaimer, and that's part of our Metzias of Chaimer. Malachim do things instantly because their whole Metzias is a Ruchnistik Metzias, and that's why there's as soon as there's a Dvar Hashem to do something, they've done it. And even Malachim, Chazal tell us there are different shades of whether it takes one flight or two flights, but the point is, walking means you make contact with the ground, which is not where you're going to. It's there are units that do not have shaychus to the whole, and whereas flying, it's sort of it's point to point. You know, we don't count the flight in the middle because it's not stopping anybody else. It's not a point, and so on. That's the general sense of that Chazal. And the general sense of Moshe Rabbeinu jumping it in one shot. But on Yom Kippur, it says we're like Malachim. So one understanding of it would be that, yes, we transcend specific nekudas and we're more ruchnis. In a normal day, we engage in a lot of physical activities and we, you know, now I'm going to eat something, then I'll bench, then I'll take a nap, then I'll walk down to here. Whereas in Kippur, it's pretty much straight. So there's that sense of being like a malach in the sense that our day is basically all ruchnis. I think there's another knach also that I think stems to this. An understanding of how tshuva works, how it works in the following way. Averis and mitzvahs are step by step. Do this, don't do this, and so on. There's another cheshbon, a bigger cheshbon is where do I want the world to come to? The Rebbeinu Shlomo has a cheshbin of a world that should be mesukin, a world kitikunai, that will be the world that Kabayachli envisioned, a world that reflects Kvod Shamayim. So the world, its tachlis, is to be a mirror for Kvod Shamayim. The Ramchal, when he speaks about Bchira and Rabchira and Rechayichud and Das Tvunis, basically says the following point. The destination of the world is one. How we get there is where we have Bechira, which means a person can bring the requisite Kvod Shamayim by doing straight out what you should do, the Tzadik Gomer personality. We can also bring the same Kvod Shamayim if we took the wrong turns, messed up, suffered the consequences, came to the realization of what's good, and we're good out of recognizing how bad was. Both of them get to the same place. Let's give an example. Imagine we're trying to wean a kid away. We don't want a kid to drink or to do whatever he shouldn't do. So one way is you have a very goody-goody kid. You tell him not to do it. If you're not supposed to do it, that's terrible, and he doesn't touch it. You have another kid who must touch it, must experiment, and if he's a bardas, he realizes how terrible of a rut he's gotten into, pulls himself out, and ends up being equal, some ways better, but very strong, with strong understanding that this was terrible, and it's not good, and so on and so forth. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has, that's the tzur of the world, is a world that reflects Einoid Mulvadai. There's nothing but the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There is a mahalach of Tzadik Gomer, where we take it as it is and we carry the ball and we do it. And then there's a mahalach where we go round and about, but we eventually come back to the same point. Tshuva means returning to the same point. Tshuva doesn't mean getting better. Tshuva means at the end I turn back to that same nekuda. That's the incredible chesed of tshuva, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave many places where we can recalculate the route and get there a different way. It may be a more painful route, it may be a more difficult route, but there's always a route to recalculate and to end up where you're supposed to end up. So tshuva means to come back to the same place. And therefore, in once when you reach destination, whether you got there through Tzadik Gomer or you got there through tshuva, you've accomplished the same. In the tzura shaboy, it doesn't make a difference if you did the table right or took you a lot of mistrials until you got it right. At the end of the day, in the table, it's there already. So there's a certain, on Yom Kippur specifically, with Shayach to the Tzura, because that's in Tshuva, it allows a person to get to that same point. Had it there not been a world of Tshuva, then some people get to the end, and some people get halfway there, in which case, it's like you have a car and you run out of parts, you're left with basically scrap metal. Expensive scrap metal, but scrap metal. It's only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that the tshuva also leads back through Yisurim, through Harata, through Hakara, through whatever Mahalach, tshuva all leads back to the same point. That gives us back. So Dafka, the world of Tzura, is Shayach Tasan Yom Kippur, because in the Tzura is where the Derech of tshuva and the Derech of never having sinned become one. That is and that's where Tshuva Me'ava is especially significant, because Tshuva Me'ava takes all the points of quote-unquote error, and because they became the energy that drove us back to what's good, they become part of a route that also leads to it. That's the why Tshuva Me'ava has that special Maila of Nasa Swiss. Like upon him. So on Yom Kippur, we're like the Ruch, like Malachim, for simple reasons. We're in the Ruch Nistik and Matziv. We stay away from things that are Chamri and so on. But much on a deeper level, it's the day of tzur. It's the day when we relate to what's the final tzur a person's supposed to have. And in that sense, we're like malachim who don't, we've already gotten to the, once you get to the destination, all the places you landed are mitzaref. It's all the same. It's one tzur and so on. Akapan, we shall have a gemar sima teiva, a good kibben shiar. And I guess we'll resume after Shchodesh Mitzvah Shem.
Mach sima teiva. Thanks, Rabbi.